insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفداء. السلام عليكم brothers and sisters. Welcome again to our program. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of His holy book. In this session, we're going to be continuing the topic of verse 102. Inshallah, let's first hear the verse.
وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُو الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانَ وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانُ وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا ولكن الشياطين كفروا يعلمون الناس السحر وما أنزل على الملكين ببابل هاروت وماروت وما يعلمان من أحد حتى يقولا إنما نحن فتنة فلا تكفر فيتعلمون منهما ما يفرقون به بين المرء وزوجه وما هم بضارين به من أحد إلا بإذن الله ويتعلمون ما يضرهم ولا ينفعهم ولقد علموا لمن اشتراه ما له في الآخرة من خلاق ولبئس ما شروا به أنفسهم لو كانوا يعلمون.
We pretty much got done with the first half of the verse, which we need to briefly reiterate to get to the rest of the verse. The verse was referring to a common practice that was that existed amongst Bani Israel, the Jewish tribes, and that was magic. And we said that there's many different historic narrations that this existed at their time. The Arabs used to refer to them for these, for what they knew regarding magic. And this verse tells us that this was actually a reality. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also reassures that this existed amongst Bani Israel. They used to follow and they used to engage in magic. And the explanation that they gave why they're doing that, they said that they would follow what Prophet Sulaiman, or let's say that they followed the teachings of the shayateen, of the jinns that existed and lived during the time of Sulaiman and afterwards, that these shayateen attributed wrongly to the Prophet of Allah, Prophet Sulaiman, that his kingdom and his control, his absolute sovereignty that he had, that he even controlled the winds, that was based on magic. This was what the shayateen said. They followed the teachings of those shaitans, which also attributed that to Prophet Sulaiman. In this story, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Bani Israel that look what you believe about Prophet Sulaiman, having done sihr and magic and having his kingdom and his power because of sihr is wrong. That's not right. This is what the teaching of the shayateen were. That's where you got your sihr from. But also it says that they followed the teachings of the two angels that were sent down in Babylon when the Jews were in Babylon. The angels were sent down and they started teaching people sihr. These people started to apply that sihr, but they applied it in the wrong way. This was the last point that was mentioned in the previous session. That the angels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very clearly states that the angels were sent down and they did teach people sihr and magic, but they would tell the people beforehand that, before teaching them that this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is being taught to you. There's a purpose for it. You can refute the magic that is performed by those who've learned the magic from the shayateen. You can refute it now by the teaching of the angels. But you can also use it in the wrong way And this is a test. Don't use it in the wrong way. You should use it in the right way. But instead, they learned from them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in this verse, they learned from them what they would use to split between a man and his wife. Now, there's a few points regarding this that we just said, this verse. One of the issues is, what is magic? I mean, is magic something that we are going to believe in? If so, what is it? What exactly is it that we're going to be believing in? Before mentioning the explanation regarding it, I need to emphasize that there's different views regarding this amongst scholars. There's different understandings. You can refer to tafsir books to see this, and also books of theology and kalam. Some of them have discussed this issue. You can refer there to see what the explanations are. However, it is evident from this verse, it's apparent from this verse that magic is something that actually has got effects. In other words, it's not an illusion that you know, someone is doing something. It's not like playing around with something, just, you know, how the some of the people, you know, in circuses where you have someone that makes, you know, you hide the rabbit in the hat and things like that. These tricks that people play, it's not, you know, that's not what the verse is referring to. Sihr is something that when it's done, these angels, when they taught them, when it's done, it actually has an effect on people or on things. Okay. And that's why in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِّينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to reassure that yes, they do have effects, but don't think that these things have got effects outside of the power of God, and these things have got their own independent effects upon people. It's something that God cannot control and the likes of that. No, they cannot harm, this piece of the verse, this phrase of the verse that I just recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they could not harm anyone with it except if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got to will that. Okay. Further explanation of this point, because the time is short, I cannot explain this further. Inshallah, we hope in the next session we'll be able to get into the explanation regarding the sihr a little further and come to a better understanding regarding it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
سبحانك يا من لا شريك له 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 سبحانك.